In today's workplace, what you learned in the usual college courses may not be very useful later in life. For example, in the field of information technology, workers might never use BASIC, the computer language that was taught in the 1990s. But they might need to know Python or SQL. The answer for students or workers is a professional certificate program, or what is called micro-credential. UNESCO, the world's education agency, defines micro-credential as professional certification that centers on a set of learning outcomes in a narrow field. It is completed over a shorter time than a traditional university program, from a week to a month. The most popular fields in which micro-credentials appear are data analytics, information technology support, and cybersecurity. The courses are often developed by technology businesses like Google, Salesforce, Meta, Intuit, and IBM. The businesses provide a certificate when a student finishes the course. Coursera, an online educational service, recently released a report on how micro-credentials are preparing students for jobs and affecting higher education schools. It says that 51% of colleges in the United States that offer micro-credentials also provide school credit and more plan to do so in the next few years. Some colleges include one or more courses leading to micro-credentials as part of their usual programs. At Hawaii Pacific University, school leaders say including professional certifications in its business program has sharply increased the number of interested students. For students, Credential Finder offers a way to search for the right micro-credential offerings by field of study or industry. For example, if you are studying information science, you may take Google Data Analytics or an IBM Data Analyst course. If you are working toward a degree in business administration, you may take a Google Project Management course. Your university program's advisors should be helpful in identifying the best certificate programs for your area of study. Be sure to check with your country's government for more information on special training programs. One example is Ukraine, which is aiming to meet its shortage of skilled workers with its Reskill UA initiative. It provides help with finding training and employment. Many of the course providers permit learners to use the materials for free, but to earn a certification, payment is required. Coursera has a monthly fee of $59 or a yearly fee of $399 for its Coursera Plus membership. For courses that universities offer for credit, the payment will depend on the price set by the school. The languages available in Coursera are English, German, Spanish, French, Russian, and Portuguese, Brazilian. Other available languages include Japanese, Korean, Chinese, traditional and simplified, and Arabic. The online education service also provides automatic translation of course materials in Swedish, Greek, Polish, Bahasa Indonesian, Italian, Turkish, Thai, and Kazakh. I'm John Russell.